topic for today is the nature of the halacha of roa adam machas tashmish. The Gemara tells us in Nida Salvavim Aleph that a woman who sees blood three times is considered a roa adam machas tashmish. Sees blood while having tashmish, and she's also to stay married to her first husband. Two approaches in understanding this halacha. It's possible that a roa adam machas tashmish is a woman who has an illness, a disease. And as such, she can't remain married to her husband because the disease affects her status as a nida. She always becomes a nida during tashmish. Alternatively, the halacha of roa adam machas tashmish might not be a halacha in establishing this woman has a disease, an illness, but rather it's a din in vestos. This woman has established a vestos that she will see every time she has bia. And this really is a machlokas harishonim. The Rambam in Yisurei Bia, Perek Dalit, halacha Chaf Aleph, defines this concept as one of choli. It's an illness. Similarly, in Hilchos Ishos Perek Chaf Hei Halacha Ches, the Rambam calls it. The Rambam says this woman needs a refuah. She needs to be healed from this illness. And really, the Mashmos the Gemara, the end of the sugya sounds like that as well. The Gemara says the Rebbe told a woman who came to him who was having this difficulty that she could be healed if she's frightened, and if after she's frightened she sees a chararas dam, so we know she's near nisrapa, she's been healed. The Gemara records that he actually did this. They frightened the woman saw some dam, a charara of dam, a clump of blood, and Rebbe said that she has been healed. This lashon of being healed sounds like we're talking about an illness and a disease that can be cured. Similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Pei Zayin, Os Aleph and Beis, writes explicitly, this halacha has nothing to do with Vestos, it's a special din, a woman who has an illness, that she's Roa Adam, Machab Tashmish. From the Shulchan Aruch, it's not entirely clear. The Shulchan Aruch definitely has one simon that deals with Vestos, Kuf Pei Tes. He has another simon, Kuf Pei Zayin, that deals with Roa Adam, Machab Tashmish. So it's possible that the placement of the halacha implies that it's not Midin Vestos, but at the same time, Kuf Pei Tes is a very long simon. It could be the Shulchan Aruch just placed it here because it's for technical reasons, not necessarily because it's a different halacha. And the Rambam, again, it's clear. The Rambam has Perek Dalet, he mentions Roa Adam Machas Tashmish, he only speaks of Vestos and Perek Ches. There it seems to be more fundamental, especially because he calls it a choli. Alternatively, some Rishonim understand that this halacha is a din of Vestos. Tosfos Samach Vav Amud Aleph to Maskil Ne'emenes writes that a woman who sees blood three times becomes Asr. I asked Tosfos, according to Rebbe, a chazak is established after two times. So why is it that the Gemara says you have to see blood three times? Tosfos says that even Rebbe is molded that in a weak type of Veses, right? It's not a Veses Gomor, it's a weak type of Veses. It's Veses established through a Maisa, like Fitza. That type of Veses requires three times, even according to Rebbe. So what's clear in Tosfos is that we're dealing with Vestos, and Tosfos is grappling with the fact that the Veses is nikvah after three times for Rebbe and not after two times. And Nod Yehuda writes this explicitly as well. Nod Yehuda in Kama, Yerdea Kama, Simon Samach Aleph writes it's within Vestos. And Nod Yehuda has a number of fascinating truisms of Vestos. We'll discuss them soon. Now, not all the Rishonim who discuss whether or not this halacha is according to Rashbag or even according to Rebbe necessarily hold that this is din in Vestos. Meaning Tosfos writes that explicitly, but in Rashi says the Gemara is according to Rebbe Dafka, not according to Rashbag Dafka, not according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe it would be established after two times. We don't know if it's a din Veses, or maybe just that this illness is established after three times. We don't know if she really has this sickness, and we have no way of testing it. We just have the empirical evidence that she sees, so does she see twice, does she see three times? That's an open question, and it's really unclear if Rashi is taking a stand on this issue or not. Similarly, the Ramban there in the Chidushim on Samach Vav, on one hand discusses Rebbe Rashbag, is this Gemara according to Rashbag Dafka or not? At the same time, he calls Roa Adam Machas Tashmish a Balas Mum. It sounds a little bit like an illness. So again, we certainly have Machlokes Rishonim whether or not the din of Roa Adam Machas Tashmish is a din in Choli, or it's a din in Vestos. Some Rishonim are very clear on this issue, other Rishonim are a little less clear. Now, if we say it's din in Vestos, what type of Vestos is it? Tosfos, that we just mentioned, claims it's a Vestos like Fitza. Just like a woman sees when she jumps, so too a woman sees when she has Bia. And Tosfos claims that's considered a Vestos that's Eino Vestos Gomor, it's not such a strong Vestos, it'll only have a din of a Vestos She'ena Kavua, even if it happened three times. But it's possible to say that this is a regular vesis, right? We know there's a question in the halacha as to if a woman who eats shum, is that considered like a vesis of kvitzos, or is that more like a vesis of itush, of piuk, a more internal vesis, a real bona fide vesis? So similarly, just like by achila shum, there's a question whether that's considered like an external action or something internal. Similarly, bia could be a maisa, like kvitza, or it could be something internal in her body that the woman sees when she has this experience of bia. So again, what's unclear is whether or not if it's bidin vesas, is it a lower level vesas like Tosfos, or is it a regular vesas? It's even possible that it's a higher level vesas. The Plesi in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Osud Beis writes that even though by regular women there's certain kulos in vestas. For example, a yotzi l'derech is allowed to be bar lishta samach l'vesta, according to most Rishonim. That means, according to most Rishonim, that means be a mamish. Samach l'vesta, a woman can a man who's yotzi l'derech can be with his wife. So ask the Plesi, is it possible that a woman who is ro'ah damachas panashbi should be mutter her husband samach l'vesta? It's impossible. It's not true. Similarly, says that an uberes, who generally doesn't have the halachas of vestos, at least once it's hukra ubra, so that woman doesn't have the regular vestos, but the din of ro damach hashish would apply, claims the Plesi. We'll discuss this in a minute, but just as a model, the lashon of the Plesi is, it sounds like he's saying it's within ro damach hashish, but it's a more chamur form. But it's a more chamur form of vestos. So it emerges as a machlokes Rishonim as to whether or not this halacha of ro adam machas tashmish is as a din in illness, a machala, or it's a din in vestos. And if it's a din in vestos, what type of vestos is it? Is it a weak level vestos, a regular vestos, or a more chamur form of vestos? I want to discuss some of the nafminas that touch on this question. First question is whether or not this woman who's ro'a adam machas tashmish is usher mida araisa to her husband or only mida rabbanon. Obviously, if we assume this is a din in vestos, we pass in vestos to rabbanon. So the whole iser for this woman to her husband would be an iser to rabbanon. Alternatively, if we understand this halacha is based on the fact that this woman has a choli, she has this illness. So it's possible that if this illness makes us assume that she will certainly see blood, then l'char should be asur midaraisa to her husband. And even if it's just a suffix that she'll see blood next time she has bia, l'chara, if a suffix deraisa is asur midaraisa, so there's an isur deraisa, put yourself in the situation of potential suffix isur, alpi pashtus. So again, if we assume it's bidin vestos, it's clearly drabban. And if we assume that it's bidin choli, it's very possible it's deraisa. And indeed, the chakas machokik even ezer, simin kufi tests of katan chafbeis, assume it's din deraisa. He's talking about the halacha of once a person divorces their wife because their wife was usher to them, so there's a question whether or not they can live in the same chatzah, the same mavui. There's a distinction, according to some, between a woman who's usher midraisa and rabbanon. Says the chalakas v'chalke, that ro'a da machas hashvish is usher midraisa, so you can't live not in the same chatzah, not in the same mavui. She's completely usher to you. We're choshesh that if they live in the same mavui, maybe they'll get together. Similarly, Orach HaShulchan and Kuf Pei Zayin, Sifkatan Hei Vav, rejects the understanding that it's based on vestos. And he says it's din d'oraisa, it's based on choli, on illness. Nafkamina number two. What about a isha sheyesh levesis? The Gemara tells us, Samach Vav and Aleph Nida, that a isha sheyesh levesis, tola bevesta. A woman who has a vestos can be tola on her vestos. Now, there's a machlokes showing what this means. Rashi claims that the halacha here is telling us that if a woman saw blood three times consecutively, she's usher. But let's say she saw three times, and there's some pattern involved. She had bia on three Rosh Chodeshes, three times on Rosh Chodesh. So we don't necessarily assume she's usher forever. Maybe she's only usher forever on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe she's the Veses is a Veses that's Murkav with Yamim and with Tashmish. It's possible to understand Rashi as saying it's just Yamim. Tola Veses, she's only told on the Yamim. But and that nafkamina would be whether or not if she waited another three Rashi Chadashim and didn't see, could she be Muteres? But either way, what the Gemara is telling us is that sometimes a Ro'a Machas Tashmish isn't Aser if she can be Tola on her Veses. The Rambam understands in Yisuri Bia Dalet Chaf that this halacha has nothing to do with Veses at all, with establishing a Veses. Rather, if a woman who had Bia Samuch Levesta, something that's really Aser to do, but if a woman had Bia Samuch Levesta and she saw blood, that blood won't count towards the three times of Ro'a Da'am Achav Tashmish. Why? Yesh Leveses, Tal Leveses. We can assume that the vlad wasn't caused by the bia, but it was caused by the veses, which was coming up. The Mordechai, though, in Shavuot, Simin Tavshin Lamed Hey, brings a fascinating understanding to this halacha. Mordechai writes that im yesh la vestas tola vesta means that a woman who has a vestas kavua can never become a roa adam machab tashpish. Why, says the Mordechai? Because if she has a vestas kavua, we can always establish the re'ia, we can always be told of the re'ia to her as a re'ias mishum maka or mishum some other reason. Because she has a vestas kavua, we assume that only the blood Vishas Veses is the blood of Nida. Any blood coming before that Zan Veses will not render the woman a Nida, and therefore she wouldn't be Aser Mishum Roa Adam Machas Tashvish. So what's clear in the assumption of the Mordechai is that we're talking about a halacha of Vestas. This whole din is a din of Vestas, and therefore since she has a Vestas Kavu already, she can't become Aser Midin Veses of Roa Adam Machas Tashvish. Had the din of Roa Adam Machas Tashvish been unconnected, unrelated to the halacha of Vestos, so what the Mordechai is saying wouldn't really make any sense. Because she has a Vestas, she can't get this illness. Maybe she can contract this disease regardless of whether or not she has a Vestas. Only because the Mordechai assumes that this whole halacha is a din of Vestas, he claims the Mordechai that once she has one Vestas, she can't establish, she has a Vestas kavua, she can't establish this weak Vestas. Presumably because the Mordechai is assuming it's a weak Vestas, like Fitzos, like Tosfos. It's also interesting, the Rambam is nidchak to explain this is a halacha, this din as a halacha of a woman had bia b'samuch levesta, so that bia won't be ole l'minyan shlosha. It's a little bit dochak, l'chor, why is this man having bia b'samuch levesta? It's an iser. The Gemara is telling us a din for a navaria, and it's a little bit of a dochak, but Aaron Kraft pointed out to me, it's possible the Rambam wanted to separate this halacha from vestas entirely. You know, we're not talking about establishing a vestas, but we're talking about a person who had bia Samuch Vesta, and he's trying to establish that the woman has a choli. And therefore the Rambam was nidchak to explain, unlike the Mordechai and unlike Rashi, that what's going on here is a person is having bia Samuch Vesta, and that person does not become Aser because of Roa Dam Machas Tashmish through that bia. Third nafkamina, question the Nod Yehuda raised, and Yoredei Kam and Simon Samuch Aleph, he has a suggestion. Any woman who's Aser Mach Mishum Roa Dam Machas Bida, that roa dam machmas tashmish can find a heter through establishing a vestas kavua. Why, claims the Nod Yehuda? Because if we assume that the whole halacha of roa dam machmas tashmish is one of vestos, so if the woman establishes another vestas, that vestas will uproot the first vestas. Of course, what the Nod Yehuda is assuming is that this whole din is one of vestas, as he himself notes. Obviously, if you assume this halacha is a question of a machal, of an illness and a disease, the fact that the woman established another vestas doesn't preclude the fact that she can also have a disease at the same time. Nobody here makes a number of assumptions in terms of DNA vestas. For our purposes, the Iker assumption is that he's assuming that a roa dam machas tashmish is asur midin vestos, not midin choli. Just to spell out other assumptions, he's also assuming that this vestas is a roa dam machas tashmish is a weak vestas, it's a vestas she'enu gamur, like Tosfos, on Samech Vavim, and Aleph, Samech Kimel, and Obeis. And therefore, assumption number three claims the Nod Yehuda, that this weak form of Veses can be uprooted totally. You won't have to be Choshish for it at all. Right? It's not like you have to be Choshish for a little bit. You can be uprooted totally through establishing a regular Veses. Now, L'chor, what the Nod Yehuda is assuming also, fourth assumption, is that this, the fact that we claim that the vestas of, let's say, Maisa, of Roa Dam Machas Tashmish, the vestas Sheinu Gomor, can be ne'akar, can be uprooted completely through establishment of a real bona fide vestas, that's true even though the woman has seen blood three times. Meaning it's not just like a regular Eid vestas Sheinu Kavur that can be ne'akar easily. A woman sees one time, so it could be nekar easily, fine. But this, she saw three times. And the only reason it can't be established as a vestas kavua is because, for some halakhic reason, we look at this as a vestas she'ena gomor. So that's a really big chiddush, that the woman saw three times, and yet when she establishes another vestas kavua, we'll totally forget about this vestas that's quote-unquote ena kavua. A lot of achron take issue with these assumptions, but for our purposes, the main assumption is that the Nod Yehuda is assuming that Haroa da machas hashmish is aser mishum veses. Another nafkamina is that's raised by the Rabbi Yehuda in Yerdei Kama Simin Mem Gimel is b'yemei ibur. What happens if a woman is fortunate enough to get pregnant on the third bia? The third bia asers her forever, but she now is pregnant. She became pregnant through that bia, through that last bia that she saw blood in. So the halacha is that during yemei ibur, at least once hukar ubra, there's no dinei vestas. So claims in the Rabbi Yehuda, once it's hukar ubra, the woman cannot be with her husband. Aye, she's a roa damachas mashmish. No, but now she's musulekas domim, and she doesn't dinei vestas don't apply to her. Of course, this is assuming it's all been vestas. If I assume it's a question of machala, so it's very nice that she doesn't have vestas, but she still has this machala, and she can no longer have bia. Similar issue is raised in terms of meinika, discussing the Ramah, kuf pei zayin sif yud. And the Pesukei Teshuvah and Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Katan Hey brings the machlokas about these issues, you know, whether or not b'mei ibur a woman is muteres if she's roa dam machlos tashmish. Another nafkamina is the question of the amount of bedikos. The Gemara tells us in Stamach Vav Amud Aleph that a woman, after having been married three times, having had three bias with each husband, can do a bedika shoferes. She can place a shoferes into her asur makom with a moch on it, and if she finds blood at the tip, she's asur, and if she doesn't find blood at the tip, she finds blood on the side, so she's muteres. So the question is, why is the bedika really work? Meaning, if it's a question of choli, so now she doesn't find any blood. Let's say she doesn't find any blood at all, and she finds blood on the side. So we say, no, she doesn't have this choli. But if it's a question of establishing a veses, so l'chor have to be ochre the veses. If you have an established veses, you have to be ochre it. How do you ochre it? You ochre it through three times. So l'chor, you have to do a bedika shoferes three times as well. And indeed, the Nod Yehuda, in Yoredei Kama Simin Mevav, I remember it that way. I just looked at the Yehuda, I couldn't find it there, so it could be it's a different Simin. But if I remember correctly, the Yehuda claims that if a woman didn't see any blood on the moch after the bedika shoferes, she really isn't muteris right away. She would have to do another two bedikos. Because we have to, if she saw the blood on the tzadim, on the side of the moch, so we know it was that makah, the whole thing was an illusion. Really, she was never us. But if she didn't find any blood, so then l'chora, she now has gone through one, quote-unquote, bia without blood. But she needs two more to really be oker her veses of roa dam machos tashmi. Another question that's raised by Achronim is the question of Ne'emanus Ha'isha. We know that a woman is believed to tell us her status as a Nida. V'safra la, la'atzma, is a k'seres kas of a woman's believed. But the Achronim question, why is she believed to tell us that she's a roa da machas tashmish? After all, the Gemara tells us in Adarim Daf Tzadi that a woman who says nitmesi, that she committed adultery, is not believed. Shema ineha nasna be'acher. We're worried that maybe this woman is really interested in marrying a different man, and she claims she committed adultery in order to get divorced. Similarly, as the Achronim, why do we believe a woman who says she was roa da machas hashish? Maybe she just tried to get married to a different husband. So some answer technically that, you know, why would a woman make such a claim? L'chora, nobody would want to marry her after such a claim. But it's not necessarily true. It could be the whole thing is just a game. Maybe she really has a man she's interested in marrying, and she's just claiming she was roa da machas tashmish, and the other husband knows it's really a scam. So some achronim write that, well, she believes because this is a halacha in nida. Now, I think that makes a lot of sense if you assume this whole din is one of vestos. A woman is believed in hilchos nida, including hilchos vestos. So if she's believed to say that she's roa da machas tashmish, she can believe that she has a vestos on Rosh Chodesh. She's believed that she has a vestos to see during tashmish. If you assume it's a din of choli, it's difficult to understand why do we believe a woman who claims she has this illness that she sees during tashmish. It's funny, the Aruch HaShulchan, who actually believes it's all din of choli, in Kuf Pei Zayin, Sefkat Nir Aleph, says, well, she's believed because it's a halacha nida, which is kind of difficult because he's assuming that it's a din of choli, not a din of vestas. I guess probably what Aruch HaShulchan would say is that the gzeres akasav of Safra Lada, that you believe a woman in regards to halachas nida, is not limited to the halachos of nida per se, but any halacha that affects hilchos nida, even establishing that she has or doesn't have an illness that would render her nida, would be included in the gzeres akasuv of the safra law. Another nafkamina that's discussed is the question of rios ritzufos. Does a woman have to see the blood in three consecutive times? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Sifkatan Aleph, the Riyos has to be Ritzufas, they have to be consecutive. Now, this makes good sense if we assume this whole halacha is one of Vestos. Vestos has to be established in a certain sequence, and therefore they have to have, the woman has to see three consecutive times. If you understand it's a din in Choli, it's difficult to understand. L'chora, a woman who sees, you know, every second or third time, randomly, so we see something's going on, she seems to have this illness that she's Roa Dam, Machas Hashvish, how can we matter her to her husband? So it's possible that until we establish the fact that she sees, until she sees three times, we can't really label her as having this illness, you know, bivados. Maybe only once she sees three times can we really establish that she indeed has this illness, you know, bivadaut. I guess that's one mahalach, but I think it's somewhat of a difficulty. L'chora, if it's all b'din choli, maybe we should ask her, even if it's not ritzuvim. But again, the posim don't mention this. Another question that's discussed is the relationship between the two types of v'dikos mentioned in the Gemara. We mentioned that the one type of v'dika that the Gemara discusses in Samech Vav Aleph is that if you scare the woman and she sees a chararas dam, she sees this, you know, piece of blood, solid piece of blood that comes out of her body, so then she's nisrapi. That's the lashon of Gemara and Samech Vav Aleph. Similarly, we know there's a b'dika shofaris that we discussed a moment ago. A woman puts this shofaris into her osomakom, and she sees if there's any blood on the tip of the shofaris or not. The question is, what's the relationship between these two b'dikas are? There seems to be a machlokes rishonim whether or not these are mutually exclusive b'dikos, or you can do both, can you do one after the other, etc. Misvara, I would say that the question of scaring the woman is really one of seeing whether or not she's been cured, like the Lashna Gemara, Nisrapes. The woman sees the Charara, she's Nisrapes. Whereas the Bedika Shoferes is one is trying to simulate Bia and trying to be okay the Veses. That's what I would have said Misvara. And certainly that's true, L'chara, according to the Yehuda, who requires you to have three Bedikos Shoferes if there's no blood found, because you have to really be okay the Veses. But the Chavos Das in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkat and Gimel has a different understanding. Chavos Das has a fascinating mahalach in the sugya. So now we discussed two possibilities. We said maybe Roa Adam Machas Hashmish is Aser Mishum Choli, or maybe Roa Adam Machas Hashmish is Aser Mishum Veses. So the Chavos Das says that really Tzvei Dinim, there are two halachas. The woman is Aser for both reasons. And interestingly, he says both these bedikos are addressing the same issue. They're addressing whether or not the woman has been cured or not. The shofaris and the scaring the woman are ways of testing to see if she's cured. In terms of her status as her veses that she's established, that's untouchable, says the Chavos Das. And interestingly, big nafkamina comes out of this. One nafkamina that he mentions is that if a woman saw three times and then did the bedika with her first husband. The Gemara never mentions that possibility. The Machlokes Rishonim whether it works. Why does the Gemara say you have to get divorced and then marry another person, then marry another person, and after the third husband, then you do the bedika? Can you do the bedika with the first husband? It's the Machlokes Rishonim. But if we assume you can do the bedika, so the and Tosfos assumes that you can, unlike Rashi. So the Chavos Das says that if you did the bedika after the first husband and you found blood on the top of the moch, so you're not aser forever. Most Rishonim say that the reason it's not wise to do the bedika after the first husband, even if you can do it technically, it's still not wise because if you see blood on the tip of the shofaris, you're aser forever. The Chavos Das says it's not true. You're not aser forever because the shofaris just established that you have this machala. You have this machala that you're roa dam machas hashmish. But let's say next week you do the bedika shofaris again and there's no blood on the tip. So now we know that you've been cured. Over the past week, you've been cured from this machala. So one is permitted to stay, one is permitted to, at least to the next husband, after doing this bedika and finding it tameh and then doing it again and finding it tahar. Similarly, the Chavos Das brings another nafkamina. What's the din after the third re'iyah of the third husband, the woman did a bedika and it came out clean? There was no blood at all. So most Rishonim would say, and Achronim would say, that she's muteres. No blood, at least to the fourth husband. She's muteres. But the Chavos Das says, no. It's true that we established that she doesn't have this choli, because the Bedikah Shofaris came out clean, she doesn't have a choli of Ro Adam Machas Tashmish. But we still have a problem. This woman has a veses, right? The woman has a veses of seeing blood to three separate husbands, and even if you factor in the concept of Ein Kola Etzpos Shavos, we now have established three different husbands, three different Etzpos, and she still has this veses. So L'chor she's Aser, even after the Bedikah came out clean. Claims the Chavasas, the heter of the Bedikah only works if the Bedikah has, you find blood in the Bedikah on the side of the Shofaris. The moch on the side of the Shofaris is found to have blood on it, then you know it was Damak and then she's Muteris. But if the moch comes out totally clean, so it's true she doesn't have the choli of Ro Adam Machas Tashmish, but she still has the veses of Ro Adam Machas Tashmish, and as such, she can't get married to a fourth husband. So basically what we saw here was two basic understandings of the din of Ro Adam Machas Tashmish: is the woman Aser Midin Choli, or is she Aser Midin Veses? We discussed various nafkaminas this question. Teresa Drabanan, what about Isha Sheyesh Leveses, the Mordechai? What about Nodi Behuda's Heter to matter a woman who already was Ro Adam Machas Tashmish if she establishes a Veses? It could be Ochre of the previous Veses. What about during Yimei Ibor? How many times do you have to be Bodik to the Shoferes? Is it so pasha that you believe the woman who says she was Ro Adam Machas Tashmish? What about Re'ios Ritzufos versus Re'ios She'en Ritzufos? And lastly, we discussed this question of Tzvei Dinim, of two halachas, and the claim of the Chavos Tas, that really, they're really two separate reasons why we would aser a woman who is Ro Adam Machas Tashmish. And the two nafkaminas that comes out of the Chavos Tas is a mechudish understanding. Adkan.